Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise
God. Well, it's always good to be in the presence of the Lord, and we are going to worship God for a while before we have a Bible study tonight. Of course, before we do anything, we need to pray, so that's going to be what we do right now. Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer this night, thanking thee for thy goodness. We thank thee, Lord, that we can come together. We thank thee that we can worship thee. We thank thee that we can sing thy praises. We thank thee, O God, that thou art real and that thou hast promised to be with us wherever two or three are gathered together in your name. We pray, Lord, that thou would be with us this entire night. Bless this entire service. We pray that our worship would be acceptable unto thee. We pray that thy anointing would be here. We ask for thy blessings to fall. Bless those who are here in this building and bless those who are listening online. Let thy spirit be upon all thy people, we pray, and we ask this in Jesus' name through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. We're going to start with number 91 in the chorus book tonight. Without Him, number 91. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, abide with me as I travel life's rugged sea. Abide with me. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, abide with me as I travel life's rugged sea, and abide with me. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, abide with me as I travel life's rugged sea, and what it ought to be. Lord Jesus, abide with me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We're going to turn now to number 47 and sing, Lord, Make Me What I Ought to Be, number 47. Lord, make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like thee. Make me come up higher till thy face I see. Make me what I ought to. Make me what I am.
I see. Make me what I ought to be. Lord, make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like thee. Make me come up higher till thy face I see. Make me what I ought to be. Lord, make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like thee. Make me come up higher till thy face I see. Make me what I ought to be. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. We're going to sing number 48, They That Wait Upon the Lord, number 48.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like
Jesus. Praise God. We're going to turn now to number 76 and sing Reach Out and Touch the Lord, number 76.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry.
out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You will find he's not too busy. Song request here from El Jash tonight, number 95 in our Melodies of Praise hymnal. Since Jesus came into my heart, number 95. Let's turn there right now. Wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart, sins which were many are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure. Since Jesus came into my heart, and no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. There's a light in the valley of death now for me, since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of the city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart.
since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea filled those walls. Since Jesus came into my heart, I shall go there to dwell in that city I know. Since Jesus came into my heart, and I'll be happy, so happy as onward I go. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, praise the Lord.
Turn now to number 237 and sing "I've Anchored in Jesus," number 237. Upon life's boundless ocean where mighty billows roll, I fixed my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon his mercy and trust him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice hath stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to him I all confide. For always when I need him, he's at my side. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock of ages. He is my friend and savior, in him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock of ages. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock of ages. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. let's sing number 178, Where He Leads, I'll Follow, 178.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where He leads, I'll follow, follow. Follow, follow Jesus every day. Sweet is the tender love Jesus has shown, sweeter far than any love that mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is He. He the great example is and pattern for me. I'll follow, follow all the way. Oh, where He leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. List to His loving words, come unto me. Weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in His promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior and thy soul is secure. Where He leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Oh, where He leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. Where He leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Oh, where He leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we do have a prayer request here tonight for the Brubaker family. They actually visited this church here many years ago. From what I can recall, I believe they were even baptized here by my dad. Well, I guess the entire family has been battling COVID, and sadly, the father, his name is Gene, he just passed, and I guess the mother, Donna, is quite ill with it and not doing real well, and then Ashley, the daughter, I guess needs prayer too, because she's going to be dealing with the loss of her father, and I guess she's been battling COVID as well. So we're going to pray for this family and ask God to comfort and heal them. Father in heaven, we come to Thee in prayer this night on behalf of the Brubaker family. We pray for Donna. We pray, Lord, that Thou be merciful to her. We ask, Lord, that Thou would spare her life. We pray that she would be healed and delivered from this illness. We pray, Lord, that Thou would touch her. We ask, Lord, that Thou would work a miracle in her life. We pray, Lord, that Thy healing virtues would flow. We pray, O God, that she would recover, and that she would be made every whit whole, for we know that by Thy stripes we are healed. So touch her right now and heal her, we pray. We ask this in Jesus' name, and we pray, Lord, that Thou would comfort her heart too after the loss of her husband. And we pray also for the daughter Ashley, that Thou would comfort her in this time of terrible loss. Lord, we pray, Lord, that Thou would reach down from heaven, that Thou would put Thy Spirit upon her and in her. We pray, oh God, that the Comforter would be upon her, and we pray, Lord, that she would be healed from COVID, from any of the effects of it. We pray that there be no lasting effects of it whatsoever, but we pray, Lord, that thou would touch her and heal her completely. We pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. You know, that's the thing about that particular disease. You never quite know how it's going to affect people. You know, we've lately had a number of people here in the church who have had COVID. And I know Joe, he was telling me on Sunday, it was really good to see him and Jenny. They were able to make it. They'd been sick with COVID for a couple of weeks, and of course they had the whole quarantine thing after that. But Joe was telling me that he was only really sick with symptoms for 2 days, and Jenny actually recovered quite quickly as well. Her parents also had it, Chuck and Carla. Well, they think Carla had it. She was never actually tested, but given the fact that Joe had it, Jenny had it, and Chuck had it, she probably had it as well. And, you know, she didn't get terribly sick either. I think it was more like a cold for her. Chuck had it a little harder, but thank God he's on the mend from what I understand and has even been able to work a little bit outside, but has been trying not to do too much, not overdo it, you know. So thankfully, God has been merciful to that family. I know you never know what's going to happen in this world. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And we need the Lord's help so very much. Thankfully, we know that he's right here with us, and he will never forsake us. And praise God, he's going to get us through this. I know it's been dragging on for a while, and most people just feel like they want it to end. But, you know, this is the world we live in right now. And I tell you what's even worse than the disease are all of the measures they put in place to try to stop it, which, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, they've all failed, haven't they? All of the lockdowns and the restrictions and the mandatory vaccinations. I mean, when you stop and think about it, all of these measures they've taken haven't worked. And, of course, what they want to do is they want to give you someone to blame, so they give you the unvaccinated and blame the unvaccinated. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is this thing spreads even if you are vaccinated, so we just need to rely on the Lord to get us through this. And stay as healthy as you can. I personally take vitamin D every day. From what I've read, that helps a lot. And, of course, vitamin C and even vitamin B12 and so forth. A lot of these vitamins are very helpful just in keeping you healthy. And we're hoping that if we do catch this illness, that it'll be very mild. I'm sure that's everyone's hope. But, you know, the way that it's spreading around, they say it's very contagious at this point, and Omicron is spreading all over the place. So we do need the Lord's help, most assuredly. But these are very amazing days that we're living in, all of these events that we're seeing happening all over the world. And these are days unlike any other time in history. I think that this all points to one thing, the soon return of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, that doesn't frighten me at all. I tell you what, the coming of the Lord should not be a scary thing to us if we love the Lord. It's actually very exciting that Jesus is coming back. Praise God. And we are looking forward to that. Okay, what we're going to do now is turn this over to Shirley, and she's going to lead a Bible study tonight. I just want to make sure this microphone is on and working. And it appears to be. So praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Oh, I thank God that he's here. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that we have hope in the Lord. Amen. And it's wonderful to be here tonight, and I'm so glad for everyone online. Praise the Lord. I will say I'm looking forward to our next prayer link time that's coming up, Lord willing, this Friday. And I would like to say that we're going to have it as a morning session this time. The plan is to meet at 10 o'clock Central Time. So I know that's quite early for some of you and very, very late for others. I know I'm thinking about Singapore. It's midnight in Singapore, but we have some Singaporeans coming on, Lord willing, and I thank God. Sister Sharon has he said by faith she's going to do this, and I thank the Lord, and I believe Brother Chung is going to be with us too. So we've got a lot to look forward to. You know, God has worked. There's been some wonderful events that have happened because of our prayer together. Some healings, and you know, it was beautiful to see how the Lord works, how he honors our faith, our willingness to be together and to go to the Lord in prayer. And who's to know? Sometimes there's a sacrifice involved in getting together. But praise the Lord blesses sacrifices, so praise the Lord. It is wonderful to be able to give him the little that we can give him. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The sacrifices of our heart. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm hoping there'll be many of you that will join, and we're going to look for the Lord to move and to honor his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know, you know, it was interesting. I had asked during the last session, some special prayer for my son, Brother Samuel, and anyway, for his eyes. And Sister Sue led that prayer, and I think she said a few words in English and then started speaking in other tongues. And it was quite amazing because after she was done, I know Brother Greg mentioned that he just kept on feeling in his heart the Lord saying that he had heard and you know, that Samuel was going to be okay and you know, his eyes were going to be healed. And then when I had my study with and our Skype time with Sister Sharon the other week, you know, she said when Sister Sue was praying that she felt the same thing. And I just thank the Lord. You know, God is great and greatly to be praised. He is the mighty God. There is nothing too hard for him. And you know, he is looking for people that will have faith, that will reach out and believe him and stand on his word. Oh, yes, and not give up. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. We have wonderful hope in the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer here, and I am also going to be praying for Brother Ed, too, because his wife, Christy, mentioned that he's quite sick, and I'm asking God to touch his body and to heal him. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you've done. I thank you, Lord, that our confidence, our strength is in thee, Lord. We could surely do nothing without thee, Lord. Oh, God, but thank God we can look to you and live. Oh, God, we have hope in this earthen vessel because of you, Lord, and what you did, the price that you paid for our salvation, Lord Jesus. And I pray, oh, God, that you would touch those that are ill, Lord. Oh, God, those that are fighting battles. Oh, God, those that need encouragement, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that you would work in a mighty way, even in our hearts tonight, Lord. I pray for our brother Ed, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that you would touch him in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would restore his strength, his faith, his hope. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'd work. Oh, God, that you'd heal him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, Lord. Oh, God, that he'd be able to fly home and get there soon, Lord. Oh, God, work out every detail, I ask. Oh, God, make a way, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would work in a mighty way. Oh, God, for we bring this petition to you, Lord. And thank you for what you are going to do and what you are doing. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, God, I pray that you would move in our hearts. You know, every burden and every need. And, oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that they would be met tonight. And Lord, I just pray that you'd use this message. Oh, God, you know where it needs to go and how to do it. And I pray that you would use me, God. Oh, God, that you'd give me the words and the authority, the ability, and the anointing to do it, Lord. And we thank you, God. We praise you, Lord. We look to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for what you have done and what you are doing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, let there be no hindrances, Lord, but let thy will be done in every heart, in every way, with every need, with every burden. Oh, God, lift up those that are discouraged. Oh, God, those that are fighting battles, help Sister Penny with the fatigue, Lord. Deliver her, set her free in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood, Lord, we give you, oh, Lord, these needs, and we ask you to work in a very certain way in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. I know during that the last prayer session too, I believe it was Sister Dawn who also mentioned that she felt like the Lord healed her during that time. Praise the Lord, folks. Our God is the same. He is the healer of all our diseases. Amen. Oh, yes, he hears our cries. You know, and I thank God, Brother LGS, for your email. And, you know, you mentioned that your son, Peter, has not been vaxxed. We had prayed about that matter, and we just pray that it continues to be that way. The Lord helping him, helping that young boy. Amen. I thank the Lord. Yes, thank God for what he has done and what he is doing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's open up our Bibles here tonight. Praise the Lord. We're going to call this message, One Shepherd, One Flock. And to start, let's just read a verse here in Isaiah 53. Praise the Lord. It tells us, just turning here quickly, tells us in Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Oh my, you know, that is so true. The Lord compares his people to sheep. And oh my, it tells us here clearly that like sheep who seem to have that tendency to wander off and go astray, maybe having their own mind and their own determinations. Well, people are like that, it tells us. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Oh my, the spirit of man, you know, the rebellion really in the heart. But oh, Jesus Christ came to this world to take our place on the cross, so that we could have access to the throne of grace, so we could be forgiven our sins. Oh, yes, so that we could be returned to the Savior. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and know God. Oh, as our friend, amen, have communion with the Creator of the universe. Praise the Lord. Oh, so what a blessing it is. I just think that shepherds and sheep must have been very dear to the heart of God. We know that when Jesus Christ came to this earth as a Savior, as a newborn babe, that announcement was first made to the shepherds that were abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Praise the Lord, the glad tidings that Christ the Savior had been born came to the shepherds. We know that David, who was called a man after God's own heart, had also been a shepherd boy. Oh, yes, and one that had great faith, who tended his sheep, obviously, and was not afraid when the bear came by to try to kill one of his lambs, I suppose. Or when the lion came by, oh my, no. David had great faith in the Lord and was able to kill those creatures before they took one of his flock. Oh, that's the watchfulness of a shepherd, of a shepherd, a one who has that heart to care for his sheep, to watch over them, to be very diligent in this matter, even meaning, you know, his life, the shepherd's life, could be endangered over the care that he has for his sheep. But oh my, there's a bond there between the shepherd and the sheep when all is right. And praise the Lord, that bond, oh, Jesus used to compare the good shepherd to the sheep, Jesus being the good shepherd. Amen. And what a bond there is between our God and his people. Praise the Lord. Let's go to John, the 10th chapter here as we begin tonight. One shepherd and one flock. Praise the Lord. Let's go to chapter 10 of the Gospel of John. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And of course, we know Jesus is giving this discourse, and we're soon to find out that Jesus is the door. And as we're considering this, we know that he's applying this spiritually. And there are many truths in God's word, but you know, we know that there's only one way to God. And Jesus declared it himself. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Of course, we turn to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. We know, again, that there's only one way. It tells us in Ephesians 4, verse 4, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise the Lord. Oh, we see the singularity. Oh, that is brought out here in these verses. And I recall mentioning just a few services ago that, you know, denominations divide. If you have a denomination, it's a division. But it should not be so in the body of Christ. Because, as we just read, there is only one body. There's only one spirit. We are called in one hope of our calling. And yes, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in y'all. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we go to the 8th chapter of the book of John, verse 24 here in John 8. Verse 24 reads, I say therefore unto you, Jesus speaking therefore here, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And there in that scripture, he's speaking to his own people. He's speaking to the Jewish people. They thought they had special privileges to God. But oh my, here he was making it very clear that if they did not believe that Jesus was the I am, if he was, in other words, not the Christ, the Messiah, there would be no other recourse but that they would die in their sins. I think that's pretty clear, isn't it? Amen. There's one way to God. Amen. And He is the great I Am, our Jesus, our Savior. He is the Messiah. He is the Christ, meaning the Anointed One. And He is our soon coming King. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The prophets of old also declared, oh yes, how Jesus would come, not knowing His name at that point, but you know, there was that promise. We turn to the book of Isaiah and read a little bit here. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 22 says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, we know that, oh, it comes out in Philippians, the second chapter, oh, that fact that every knee is going to bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Oh, yes, it will come to pass. Indeed, it will. And just turning over to the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, just to read a little bit here. It tells us in verse 10, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Verse 12 here in Isaiah 43 tells us, I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Or in other words, who shall stop it? Praise the Lord. Oh yes, the will of the Lord will be done. His plan, His program will come to pass. And yes, it was His plan from the foundation of the earth that He was going to put on flesh and come to this world as a Savior. Oh yes, to save His people from their sins. Oh, He had declared it from the beginning. And oh my, how beautiful it is when we have eyes that can see and ears that can hear, a mind that can comprehend that Jesus Christ, who came to this earth as a babe initially, oh my, is the Savior, is the Christ, is the Messiah, is the great I Am. Praise the Lord, and there is none beside Him. Oh, praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord God. God robed in flesh, coming to this world as a man to save us from our sins. We know from John 4:24 that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. As a spirit, He didn't have flesh to come to this earth to save us, to die, to take away our sins. So that plan of God, oh, praise the Lord, He put on flesh. He robed Himself in flesh and came to this earth as a Son of God, as Jesus Christ, as the Messiah, so He could take our sins upon Himself and die in our steads. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for His unspeakable gift, that gift of salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So coming back here to John, the 10th chapter here, Again, it says, verse 1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." And isn't it strange? I mean, so many people think there's many ways that lead to God. Just as, you know, the saying was that there were many roads that led to Rome in the days of the Roman Empire. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. No, there never have been many roads that lead to God. It's always been singular. There's always been only one way. And if you try to come up some other way, Jesus said it clearly here, the same is a thief and a robber. Verse 2 tells us here in John 10, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Oh, praise the Lord, there was one that needed to enter in first, oh, to make a way for his people. And it tells us in verse 3, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." Oh, the plan of God, it's beautiful. Oh, yes, there's a personal call that God initiates. Oh, when he speaks to our soul, and we hear him calling us unto repentance. Revelation 3 verse 20 tells us, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Oh, praise the Lord, that invitation. Oh, let me come into your heart. Oh, let me come and sup with you. Let's have fellowship one with another. Oh, yes, in that call. Turn your life over to me. Surrender your will. Repent of your sins. Oh, yes, show that remorse. And oh, yes, turn it over to the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, there's a promise for those that hear his voice and open that doorway of the heart, that willingness to let him come in and make his abode, that he would do just that. Praise the Lord, that he would come in to that person and will sup with him and he with me. Oh, fellowship with the Creator. Oh, with the Son of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. That lost fellowship. Oh, that came to be lost when Adam and Eve sinned. And no longer did God walk with them in the cool of the evening as he had before. But that realization that sin had come into the world and death had also entered in. Oh, yes. And oh, yes, there was at that time the death of a creature so that they could be clothed in the garment. Oh, my, such a change. Could not be realized until it happened. But oh my, there were consequences. There were curses that were put on the creation. There were consequences that were put on Adam. There were consequences that were put on Eve. And of course, that old serpent, oh, was cursed. Oh yes, but things were never the same after that, were they? And very sadly, fellowship with God had been lost. But Jesus Christ came to this world to restore it. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. So, oh, to them that are willing to enter in, the sheep that hear the voice of the master, the shepherd, you know, and there's that call. It's an individual call. He calleth his own sheep by name, personally, you know, to each of us as an individual, one by one. And then, oh, as we give heed, as we turn our lives over to the Lord, as we surrender our will, repent, and obey the command to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, with the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, then he leadeth us out into those green pastures. Oh, yes, so that we can go forth as his sheep to do his will. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. But it tells us in verse 4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, sending us out as individuals to go forth and participate in his kingdom. Beautifully, it tells us in this fourth verse, he goeth before them. Oh, praise the Lord. In other words, he's going to lead the way. Yes, he's the shepherd, so he's going to lead his people, so we will know where to go, how to do it. We'll have his assistance. You know, we won't be alone. Praise the Lord. And if we're obedient, the sheep follow him. Amen. For they know his voice. Praise the Lord. The words of life that he speaks into our hearts. The words of life that are written in his word. We know his voice. And we follow the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because he's our shepherd. And we are his sheep. Oh, praise the Lord. That wonderful call to life. Oh, praise the Lord. It describes it a little bit here in John, the 5th chapter. Just turning here quickly. Praise the Lord. John 5, verses 24 and 25. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, how the Spirit quickeneth. Oh, our spirit, so that we, oh, yes, can be filled with his power, with his might. And he told them there in this 5th chapter of the book of John in verse 25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that hearing, that call to repentance. Oh, yes, and our response to the gospel. Oh, praise the Lord. There is that promise. Oh, yes, we who were dead in our sins and in our trespasses before we knew the Lord. When we hear that call to repentance, that voice of the Son of God. When we give heed, oh, when we answer that call, praise the Lord. It says, they that hear shall live. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. That gift of salvation that he gives unto his people, that we might be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Oh, so that we can enter in to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it tells us in John 10, verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. Praise the Lord. So if another comes to promote another way, another gospel, another salvation, then if our connections are with the Almighty One, if we're walking with the shepherd, praise the Lord, that enticement by the stranger will not cause us to fall. Instead, we'll flee from that stranger. We'll get around him, get over him, or whatever. Flee from him, run from him. Because we're not going to give in. We're not going to respond to the voice of that stranger that is tempting to mislead us and guide us or direct us to another path. No, for they know not the voice of strangers. So verse 6 here in John 10 tells us, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. So now he's going to explain it. And it tells us in verse 7, Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He's the entrance. Oh, he's the way to God. He's the salvation, oh, that we seek. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. All those voices out there, oh, there are so many voices, oh, trying to make an impact, trying to allure, trying to entice, oh, so many religions out there, oh, that try to speak forth and, oh, misdirect people. The philosophies of men, oh, the New Age philosophies that are prevalent in this world that we live today, and all the devil's trick of mixing a little bit of this and that together, you know, making it look like it's Christian. But in fact, it's not. You know, that was a big device of the Roman Catholic Church, you know, when they came into a territory and, you know, claimed it for Catholicism. They would take the religion of the people and just put Christian names to it and just, you know, change things just a little bit to make it seem like it was Christianity. In other words, so, you know, it wouldn't be a full new different thing to the people, but they would just kind of mix it all together and entice the people that way and you know, try to, and, you know, help them to, you know, kind of conform the way that, you know, they wanted them to conform to, but yet, you know, keep the old ways too. And so often people try to mix it together. Oh, they want to be called a Christian, but there's still a lot of the world in their heart. Oh, yes, a lot of traditions that are not of God, a lot of concepts that are not of God. You know, maybe a little bit of New Age philosophy all mixed in. But, you know, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Oh, yes, and if you let that leaven in, pretty soon the whole lump is going to be leavened, given over to that deceitful tradition or way or concept or teaching or philosophy, religion, whatever all. But so it's been these thieves and these robbers that continually are trying to make their impact. But praise the Lord, the sheep did not hear them, we're told in verse 8. Jesus said in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Oh, praise the Lord leading, guiding, and directing, showing us his will, making it known to us so that we can follow him and find that place, oh, that's within his will, that pasture that he provides for his people. And then he explains in verse 10, The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And oh, how we're seeing all of that in this world that we live in. Oh, all the things that are going on, all the lies, all the deception, all the compromises that come forth even from pulpits of people that, you know, are professing to be Christians and in certain cases. But oh my, if it's not of God, if it's an admixture, then oh my, it's not going to do. If it's built on compromises, there is no way that you can make it right. For God's word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. It is established. We cannot deviate into our own thinking and think that we're going to be right with God. It's a thief that cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But praise the Lord, oh, the reason Jesus came to this earth. Oh, it's so beautiful. He said, I am come that they might have life. Oh, he's speaking of everlasting life. Amen. And not only just life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord with the blessings of God overflowing. Oh, yes, with the joy of the Lord, with the peace that passeth all understanding. Oh, praise the Lord for the life that is wrought in Christ, that abundant life. Oh, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. He explains in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Oh, yes, and as I've already said, that was his eternal purpose. He knew from the beginning that he was coming to give his life a ransom for many. Oh, yes. And you know, that wasn't an easy thing. Oh, just because he was God manifested in the flesh did not make it easy for him. No, he had flesh just as we have flesh. He felt pain just like we feel pain. He had burdens like we have burdens. He had flesh. In John 12, it tells us, looking at verse 23 here, John 12, verse 23, it tells us, and Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. In other words, that kernel of corn, as long as it's sitting on your shelf or is in a jar, you know, it's just that. It's a kernel. And it doesn't bring forth any fruit, does it? But oh, if you put it into the ground, and oh, it begins to decay. If it's nourished, praise the Lord, a little embryo comes out, doesn't it? A little shoot begins to grow out of that dead seed, so it would seem. So it begins to bring forth fruit. Praise the Lord. And so it is with us. When we die to our flesh, to our ambitions, to our will, when we turn it over to the Lord Jesus, oh yes, then we are at a point where we have life, eternal life, oh yes. And we bring forth fruit, therefore. Verse 25 here in John 12 tells us, he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. In other words, yes, turning our will, our ambitions, our desires over to the will of God, dying out to the flesh. Amen. In other words, hating our life in that sense. But oh, yes, with that, buying eternal life. And Jesus said in verse 26, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Oh, praise the Lord. Then he talked about the present as far as Jesus Christ was concerned, his travail in the flesh. He said in verse 27, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Oh, he could have called for those legions of angels to come and assist him. Oh, yes, when they came to get him. Oh, he could have done that. But he didn't. Oh, despite the conflict. Oh, yes, you can imagine, you know, the realization. Jesus knew full well what was about to happen. He knew how they were going to come. He knew how Judas had betrayed him, or would soon betray him if it hadn't happened quite at that moment, and how he would be turned over to the Romans and then led away to be crucified. He knew what it meant and what was going to come forth. And oh, so he said, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." But then see, oh yes, the reason he came to this earth. Oh, was there ever anything more noble, more precious than what Jesus did for us? I would say not. No, he said, "But for this cause came I unto this hour." The reason he came into this world. Oh, yes. So that he might die for his people. That he might bear our sins on the cross. That he might shed his blood on our behalf. Oh, yes. As a ransom for many. Oh, praise the Lord, that he might make reconciliation. Oh, so that we might be brought back to God and have fellowship with God. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, as he was praying there, he said, "Father, glorify thy name." And there was a response from heaven. It tells us, "Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." It tells us the people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, "An angel spake to him." Oh my, people so reluctant to believe reality, to believe that, oh yes, there was a voice that literally spoke from heaven. Oh my, that verified that, you know, he had glorified Jesus Christ and would glorify him again. So much reluctance. Oh, so many excuses here. Isn't it strange how people would rather believe a lie than believe the truth? As it is even at this moment. The truth is often stranger than fiction. I mean, you know, it's viewed as fiction often, you know, because, I don't know, people would rather believe a lie. So here it is. Some saying that they heard it, some saying that it thundered, some saying, "What was the angel that spake to him?" Jesus answered and said, verse 30, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." He went on to say, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Oh, praise the Lord, the gathering of his people together as he was suspended there on that cross. Oh, between heaven and earth. Oh, yes, what was he doing? Oh, he was drawing his people unto himself. He was bringing forth salvation. Oh, yes, so that we might be joint heirs with Christ. So we might be called the sons of God. Oh, praise the Lord, that we might, oh, be his seed, his children. Praise the Lord, the sought out ones. Oh, praise the Lord, the ones that were purchased by his blood. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the people didn't get it. Oh, they didn't get it at that point at all. But praise the Lord for the few that did realize there when Jesus was lifted up on the cross, that he was buying for salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. And I suppose even at that moment, it wasn't known. It wasn't fully revealed. It would take the events that would follow. Oh, yes, him coming forth out of the tomb. Praise the Lord. Oh, his appearing to the others. Oh, yes, and then his ascension back into the heaven. And then, oh, yes, that wonderful day, that feast day of Pentecost, when he sent forth his Spirit. Oh, yes, that he would come and make his abode with his people. He'd come and dwell in human flesh as the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, to live and dwell in our very beings. Praise the Lord, so that he, as our shepherd, would lead us, that still voice of God would lead us and show us the way. Oh, yes, as we, being his disciples, follow him. As we hear that voice that speaks to our hearts, talks to us, leading us and helping us to know this is the way. Yes, follow me. Yes, keep my words. Do my will. Live for me. Surrender your hearts. Amen. That voice that speaks to our soul. And his word, oh yes, that feeds our soul and instructs us in the way of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. It continues here in John, the 10th chapter, verse 12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Oh my, you see, he who, or she who is not genuine, you know, hired for the pay, in other words, and not a true shepherd, abandons the sheep. Oh, the wolf is coming. Oh, there's terror. But oh my, I'm going to flee for my life. I'm going to abandon my sheep. In other words, and the sheep are left to themselves in that case. They are scattered. Jesus said in verse 13, the hireling fleeth because he is a hireling. That's him. He's not a genuine shepherd. He's just doing it for the hire because, you know, he gets a check from it. He gets paid for it. But it's not because he loves the sheep. No, he careth not for the sheep. But such a contrast. Jesus says in verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. He said in verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Yeah, no wonder he could say, you know, I and my Father are one. And yes, actually in verse 30 here in this same chapter, he made that statement, and oh my, the Jews took it, you know, they didn't take it well at all. They only wanted to kill him when he, you know, he said that truth. But oh my, yes, he says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And then it is, you know, we are told that he had come unto his own, the Jewish people. First chapter, John, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe upon his name. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that's so beautiful. You know, it tells us in John 1, verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Oh, praise the Lord. That new birth that he gives us. Oh, praise the Lord when we're born again of the water and of the Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, our flesh and blood isn't going to get us into heaven. No, it does require that we are born again of the Spirit of the living God. Praise the Lord. Yes, his people, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Oh, and what a plan. Verse 14 here in John 1, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, he was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But praise the Lord, there are people that all have that understanding to whom Jesus has been revealed. Oh, praise the Lord, and oh, how precious it is if God has given us eyes to see, oh, ears that can hear, a mind that can comprehend. Oh, praise the Lord. He came to this world on our behalf to give his life a ransom for his sheep. And it wasn't only the Jewish people to whom he came to initially, but he says in verse 16 here in John 10, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, yes. You know, it was foretold in the scripture. Amen. I'm going to go back to Isaiah here for a moment, just to read a few verses here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank the Lord. Go to Isaiah 56 here. It tells us in verse 8, the Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. Well, praise the Lord, that understanding here. Praise the Lord. And I maybe should have read just a little bit more here in this 56th chapter of Isaiah. He talks about the son of the strangers that had joined himself to the Lord. And they are told, you know, in verse 3 here, Isaiah 56, oh, saying in the middle of this verse, the Lord hath utterly separated me from... Or that's the thinking. The Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. No, he's telling them. I better read the whole verse. It says in verse 3, neither let the son of the stranger that joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to the Lord. In other words, people that weren't Hebrews here, the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. Oh, praise the Lord, the plan of God. He knew from the beginning that there were going to be people that were non-Jews that would come and be a part of his gathering, of his people. Oh, praise the Lord, of his children. Thank the Lord. Oh, he knew it from the beginning. Oh, thank the Lord. And here in Isaiah 49, just to quickly look at this, it says in verse 6, and he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. And he says, I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful plan of God. Oh, it's throughout the Old Testament, really. Oh, yes, those details that there would be a gathering together of the sheep, not just of the Jewish nation, but the other sheep that the Lord has. Praise the Lord. Yes, it says it in verse 16 here in John 10, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Praise the Lord. I think it's so beautiful what Peter recorded in his first epistle. Just to read these precious verses here. 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 9 and 10. And Peter is writing to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. He's writing to Gentile people, of which he says in the first chapter, verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Here's Peter writing to them. And, oh, I love how he tells us here, in the second chapter of 1 Peter here, verse 9 and 10, he wrote to them and said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful plan of God. And oh, he knew, yes, that he was lifted up there on the cross, that he would draw men unto himself. He would bring forth a people. And oh, yes, he would bring them together, Jews and Gentiles, and all together, yes, he would gather them into one fold, one flock, and there would be one shepherd over all of them. Praise the Lord. He said in verse 17, here in John 10, therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Praise the Lord. Oh, his wonderful plan, his wonderful salvation. Oh, yes, that purpose in coming to this world. Oh, as the Son of God, as the Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, what a beautiful process. What a beautiful plan. Oh, what a purpose he had in coming to this world to redeem us, to set us free. You know, we turn to Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. I'd just like to go over a little bit of it. I wasn't sure just how much time I would end up having, but you know, oh, it tells of the Good Shepherd in this 34th chapter of Ezekiel. Oh, he talks about to the shepherds that are not genuine there in the first portion of the scripture, and oh, how the sheep had wandered away, and how those that were diseased were not strengthened, and those that needed to be healed were, you know, were not healed. You know, those that had a brokenness were not bound up, and so on it is. Those were that were driven away were not brought back. You know, there was no restoration among those shepherds that were hirelings, that were not genuine, that did not search out the sheep. But the good shepherd came to this world. Oh, praise the Lord, and we read of him. Praise the Lord, how he goes on to say in verse 11 here of Ezekiel 34, "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day, that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day." Oh, it's something to think about, isn't it? Oh, where we were before the Lord called us. Those dead religions that we were quite possibly a part of. The heathen ideology, New Age philosophies, sinful lifestyles. Oh my, God only knows how we were before he sought us out. Before we were found. But thank the Lord, he came forth, oh, to bring those that were scattered here and there and all over the place and looking and wondering and not knowing, oh my, desiring something that was genuine, desiring something that was real, something that was based on truth. But oh, it had been obscurity. Sheep that were scattered in the cloudy and dark day. But oh, the good shepherd came to search for his flock. Oh, praise the Lord, to find those, oh, that could be found, and those that could be delivered out of all places where they had been scattered. Oh, yes. What a plight. Oh, what a circumstance before we were found of the living God. Oh, yes, before the good shepherd found us. And he says in verse 13, "And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel." Oh, I love how Jesus said that he had come that we might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Oh, yes, as he expressed it in John 10. Oh, yes. That thief that comes to destroy. Oh, yes, to kill. To steal all of those nasty negatives. But Jesus came that his people, his sheep, might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, yes, and here, yes, we read, oh, of the blessings of the Lord here in Ezekiel 34. "I will feed them in a good pasture. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold. And in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel." A place of plenty where there are blessings, where the needs are met, and especially the spiritual blessings. "I will feed my flock And I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. Oh, yes, he has a rest for the children of God, doesn't he? Oh, yes, he has a place of rest for his people. Amen, the rest of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he goes on to say in verse 16, I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away and will bind up that which was broken and I will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. Oh, yes, when the tables turn and God's righteous judgment is revealed. Oh, my, when we all stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, yes. And it's all clear who we have served. Yes, who our master is. Oh, yes. Oh, boy, at that moment. He goes on to say, and as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Oh, yes, that day of his reckoning, his righteous judgment, when there's that weeding out process, and, you know, it's going to be known, it's going to be discerned who is the Lord's and who is the devil's. Oh, it's going to be clear. He says in verse 18, seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures. And he's talking about those shepherds that destroyed, that hindered, that killed, did not feed the sheep as they needed to be fed and to have drunk of the deep waters. But ye must foul the residue with your feet. He's talking about those that, you know, were starving the flock, depriving them, bringing on their false doctrines, and all their, you know, own thinking, all their compromised religions. Oh, it's not going to be a good thing when you stand before God if you've been a shepherd of that ilk. Oh, mine, all the things that God has witnessed and seen, you know, all the time that they call the Reformation, when Martin Luther came upon the scene to try to reform the Roman Catholic Church. Oh, what a time that was. The Bible chained and not available for the people so that they were walking in obscurity and darkness. Oh, yes, being fed lies, not knowing the truth. Burning candles for the dead, you know, buying indulgences to get people out of purgatory. All those things that, were men's own way of trying to steal and devour, destroy, take from the people, fleece them, starve them out, stomp on them in every way they could. Oh, God has seen it. And he says, and as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Because ye have thrust with side and with shoulder and pushed of the diseased with your horns till ye have scattered them abroad. Again, he's talking about those shepherds which misled the people. Therefore will I save my flock. And they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle. And verse 23 tells us, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, the descendant of David. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this earth to be the shepherd of his people. Praise the Lord. And one shepherd over them. So it is. Oh, yes, he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them. And he shall be their shepherd. Oh, praise the Lord. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Oh, yes, it's been declared. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them in the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessings. Oh, praise the Lord, how the Lord blesses his people. Oh, yes, there is security in Jesus. And oh, yes, he came to bring us salvation so that we could tread upon serpents and upon scorpions. Oh, yes, everything that would come to seek to devour, to devise evil. Oh, yes, we can tread it down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. The Savior came. Yes, the Good Shepherd came. Oh, yes, he came. To make his hill a blessing. Oh, yes. And I will cause the shower to come down in this season. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, praise the Lord. The tree of the field shall yield her fruit. The earth shall yield her increase. And they shall be safe in their land and shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. Oh, praise the Lord. We are secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are safe in him. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus came as a good shepherd. Oh, yes, to bring forth a people. Oh, to bring them together as one people. As one flock, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that we might all be his children and recipients of his presence, of his promises. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, to receive those showers of blessing. Oh, yes. Oh, the wonderful blessings that come down from God. The good things that he has desired for his people. The hope that we have within our earthen vessels. Praise the Lord. That one day that we shall see the Lord. Amen. And we shall forever be with him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the wonderful promises of God. The showers of blessing that he bestows upon us. Oh, praise the Lord, so that we could dwell in safety, that those bands, of the devil can be broken. Praise the Lord, we can be delivered. Praise the Lord, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, the good shepherd that came to this world to save us from our sins. Praise the Lord, we who are lost. Oh, yes, we who needed a shepherd. Oh, praise the Lord, so that there could be one shepherd and one fold. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your redeeming power, Lord. Oh, those blessings that fall from heaven. Oh, yes, the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, oh, the deliverance that you give your people so that we can be freed, oh, from the snare of the enemy. Oh, set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, God, we can walk this earth as your shepherd, as your sheep, Lord. Oh, yes, your sheep that follow the shepherd, the good shepherd, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord, Jesus. Oh, I thank God. Praise the Lord for his ways. Amen. The one that was willing to lay down his life for his sheep, the good shepherd. Praise the Lord to bring forth one flock, one fold, one people. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, we have a request for the closing song. It's very appropriate. Number 8 in our Melodies of Praise hymnal, There Shall Be Showers of Blessing. Number 8.
Thank you.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.